Our next public hearing was subdivision 2005-52, Underhill Properties LLC.
Again, like Mr. Smith, I'd like to open up for comments from my fellow commissioners concerning this project. Other than that, you guys don't want to lose another golf course. We don't want to be redundant here tonight.
Can we turn it down, Griffin?
No.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good use myself, but you can tell I don't play golf. But
That one point that Rick made about the cart pass, the two kind of stubbed in and went nowhere, they could very easily be 100 feet right to the street through a proper line between two lots. They would be able, they wouldn't lose any lots and by just making the two little shifts in there.
Right, it shouldn't just go into nowhere. They ought to terminate it someplace.
We can
hitting that sidewalks anyway, they would just integrate connect.
We can answer that, can't we?
Sure. I mean, if there's any action taken, that's something you could consider doing.
But is that really a critical issue given all the way they have it, the rest of it tied in? And like he was saying, he was trying to minimize the impact on the wooded area with.
Well, I think what Rick was asking, if he was going to connect the two pieces, then they're 400 or 500 feet apart. Where this way, he comes out 100 foot and connects right to the sidewalk at the street between just two lot lines.
Leave a little bit of space between lots, and you can just come back out to the street.
Just creating a walkway in between, which he did in several other places.
So our recommendation would be that those two stubs be interconnected to this.
To the sidewalk system, not necessarily sidewalk. To each other.
Right. I mean, that's just one point.
That came up in the hearing. And I think they were trying to answer it as if they weren't going to connect that length of 300 or 400 foot
between the
woods, which makes sense. But two little stubs about to the sidewalk could create an interconnection, better flow, everything else flowed together.
So we'd be looking for via right-of-ways within the between the lots.
Yeah, you just had two little stubs between lots. They would interconnect.
10 feet's all I need. You know, you can adjust the lots and location and widths to deal with that.
So if we said something like that the two cart paths stubs be interconnected with the sidewalks in the community via right-of-ways between lots.
It's close enough.
Easements or whatever. The same way they did on the rest of the project. They did the same thing in several other places.
That's you don't even need to go that complicated.
That's why I'm surprised they did it that way.
The existing cart paths shall be tied into should be tied into the existing sidewalk system or the proposed sidewalk system.
Yeah, but existing cart paths that are being retained, or there were some that were going to be taken out. They weren't all being retained.
Right.
Beat that to death, didn't we?
I beat it to death on Tuesday.
Do they need a JD for final? Before final?
I think they already have one, don't they?
Because they were applying for reinstatement.
They had one and they applied again because they had one from the original golf course, but it said that it had expired.
JDs are only good for 5 years. It's been at least that long, so yeah.
So they need that before final.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-52 for Underhill Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code because it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the density is significantly less than the maximum density permitted by the existing Area R1 zoning, in that 139 lots are proposed on 104.79 acres. You're writing this down, right?
No, I'm watching you read.
Three, the subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings.
Nice ones in writing.
Four, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Six, community wastewater and public water service by Tidewater is proposed. Seven, a homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, street lighting, sidewalks, and other community amenities. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 139 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas and community facilities. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The entrance shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Also, an area for a school bus stop shall be established at the subdivision entrance with parking for 4 vehicles. Amenities are to include jogging, walking, and bicycle paths, community bathhouse and pool facility, basketball half court, and kiddie parks. The restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. A system of street lighting shall be established, and the location of the lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Street lights shall also be located at the entrance to the development. Sidewalks will be provided on at least one side of each street. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. There shall be no wetlands within any lots. The existing cart paths shall be interconnected with the sidewalks in the community. The reference subdivision extension, also known as the Guy property, shall not be considered part of the development or homeowners association, although it may be a matter of future consideration under a separate matter. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend to approve subdivision 2005-52 Underhill Properties LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.